keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, welcome back to it. You know what? If you're up to it, I'll take a couple of phone calls here. If you're so inclined, I'll take a couple of phone calls here. If you'd like to join the conversation, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Glad to have you on board with us today, 888-900-9966. If you want to talk about whether it's GMOs or vaccines or the cost of protecting illegals or liberals arming themselves like they have never done before, I'm all for it. It's free game. 888-900-9966. By now, you've probably heard me talk about CRTV on this program. CRTV just launched an all-digital conservative media network featuring exclusive and commercial-free TV shows from heavyweight conservatives like Mark Levin, Michelle Malkin, Mark Stein, and Steven Crowder, just to name a few. Right now, you can get a full year of CRTV for less than $9 a month. Watch every CRTV show on demand on any of your favorite devices. To sign up right now, go to CRTV.com/Gruber. You got it. It's all one word. That's CRTV.com/Gruber. By the way, I was just talking about the shootings in Chicago over Christmas. Apparently, I was wrong. At least 12 people dead now. I said 11. Dozens shot. More of the same. And I want to share some audio for you from the shootings. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was talking about the shootings at a press conference late yesterday afternoon. It's clip 5 of the Chicago shootings. Clip 5. Go.
We now know that the majority of these shootings and homicides were targeted attacks by gangs against potential rival gang members and groups who were at holiday gatherings. These were deliberate and planned shootings by one gang against another. They were targeted knowing fully well that individuals would be at the homes of family and friends celebrating the holiday.
Yeah, targeting people during the Christmas holiday. It's just shameful, to say the least. Just shameful. All right, so one of the other things coming out over the last couple of days, Donald Trump, after this whole fiasco with the United Nations resolution condemning Israel's construction of communities on the in occupied territories, something America has never done, and then Benjamin Netanyahu coming out and saying, America abstained, which was akin to voting in favor of it. And Israel now says the Obama administration helped craft and push that UN censure. We have rather ironclad information from sources in both the Arab world and internationally that this was a deliberate push by the United States, and in fact, they helped create the resolution in the first place. So said David Keyes, a spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The accusation marks a new escalation in the Israeli government's response to the UN Security Council vote this past Friday. The resolution passed thanks to a U.S. abstention. A shameful ambush is the way Netanyahu described that. The White House bristling from a green or a tee box, because Barack Obama, of course, is on the golf course in Hawaii. He's not paying much attention to any of this. He's on a tee box in Hawaii. The White House already acknowledging that President Obama made the decision for U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power to abstain. Unclear was how involved the Obama administration was in crafting and pushing the resolution itself, which initially was put forward by Egypt. But then Donald Trump talked to the Egyptian President al-Sisi. They pulled it back, and then it was pushed by, these countries that collectively probably don't have as many people as Florida, New Zealand, Malaysia, Senegal, and Venezuela. The White House so far has not responded, by the way, to the Netanyahu government's latest criticism, which included similar remarks by the Prime Minister himself. From the information that we have no doubt that the Obama administration initiated it, stood behind it, coordinated on the wording, and demanded that it be passed. He said that according to the New York Times. It's a place that I've never been as an observer. All right, let's take Brett. Brett's on the hotline. Brett calling in from Heartland. Brett, welcome to the program. Brett, welcome to it.
Yeah, I...
All right, there you are.
I take exception to the so-called scientific data relative to GMO and all of these bizarre Monsanto, Agent Orange agrochemicals. My dad and his brothers had orchards, and they sprayed, and they took flu shots every year, and they got autoimmune diseases, and they got treated, and they died miserable deaths, every one. So I did some due diligence, and I tracked the historic record quite a ways back, and you can do it too. There's a guy by the name of Higgins. It's called The Horrors of Vaccinations. And there's multiple freelance medical journalists, one of whom, Patrick Jordan, vaccinefraud.com, okay? Relative to Israel, I'm tired of my country going to war because Israel has this global hegemony program called Greater Israel. Okay,
you lost me. We were on vaccines and also somewhere else. But anyhow, Brett, I got to hit a break here. I appreciate you calling in. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. Tony, hold the line. I'll take you. Don't worry. The hotline number 888-900-9966. We'll get back to this. We'll give it a couple of minutes. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.